Okay, Advaita Makaranda, verse 27. Upashanta Jagajiva.
Upashanta Jagajiva.
Shishyacharyeshwara Brahmam.
Shishyacharyeshwara Brahmam.
Svatasiddham Anadyantam.
Svatasiddham Anadyantam.
Paripurnam Aham Mahaha.
Paripurnam Aham Mahaha.
Upashanta Jagat Jiva Shishya Acharya Ishwara Longi Ishwara Brahman. That's all one compound. Okay. Then Swataha Siddham Anadi Antam Paripurnam Aham Mahaha. Upashanta means that which has been quelled or brought into a state of quietude or resolution. Okay? Upashanta. So it's past passive participle. So all of these things that were this list is going to go, things are all going to go into resolution. So let's just look at them.
That which has been resolved?
Resolved or become quiet or totally peaceful, not in any way problematic anymore. But it's really been reduced to mithya, as we'll see. Jagat, the world. The creation, the jagat. Jiva, the individual. Shishya, the student. Acharya, the teacher. So here's the teacher-student, right? Guru. So the shishya, the student. Acharya, the teacher. And Ishwara. And Ishwara, Brahman. Brahman means the mithyatva. The Brahma is like the delusion or the illusion, the taking something that is not satyam to be real. That's Brahma. Like, for instance, if I mistake a rope for a snake, the snake is Brahma. Right? It's that what is real there, what is satyam, is the rope. So if I take the rope to be a snake, that's Brahma. That's an illusion, a delusion. It's not real. So, for whom? This is a bahuvrihi, and it's in the nominative singular. All of these are nominatives, and they're all in the neuter. We'll see why in a minute. Because remember, it says aham down there below. I am, the aham. I am, and then all of these are in the neuter, nominative, because Brahman is a neuter noun. So really, Brahman is what's understood. Aham Brahman. I am Brahman. Okay? So here you say, the one for whom the Brahma, that mithyatva, the delusion of Ishwara, of the jiva, of the jagat, the jiva, the sisha, the acharya, and Ishwara, all of that has upashanta. It has been resolved. Ben means that it's been reduced to the mithya that it is. These things are no longer taken as satyam. They're all taken now as mithya, which means their reality is known. So this is a bahuvrihi yasya, for whom the Brahma upashanta is resolved. What Brahma? The Brahma of the jagat, jiva, shishya, acharya, and Ishwara. The whole creation, including the teacher-student relationship, including the Vedanta, including this whole pramana, the whole teaching, everything that exists in duality is Brahma, is mithya. Right? And the truth of everything, whether it be the truth of the rug or the truth of the acharya, is satyam, is Brahman. Right? But the acharya, the sisha, the rug, the mosquito, all have the same order of reality. They're all mithya.
That is so sweeping.
Totally sweeping. All of the pramanas, including the Vedanta pramana, all mithya. The pramanas are mithya, but the difference between the pramanas that each human being has available to them and the Vedanta pramana, it has to do in the object of knowledge. Our pramanas only give us knowledge of mithya, right? Where all of those pramanas are contained within the box of the duality, whereas the Vedanta pramana is The object of that is what is Brahman, is Satyam. Okay? That's the difference. But all of the pramanas, all of the means of knowledge, and all of the teachers, etc., all of the different various pramanas, including the teacher and the student relationship, all mitya.
When would you
Jiva,
say
Jiva Jagat Ishwara, mitya.
When would you say the Vedanta pramana was mitya?
Vedanta pramana is the final pramana, really, because it reduces everything, including itself, to mitya.
including itself.
It's just that the object of knowledge is the nature of the subject, which is Brahman, right? And the reason that the pramana can reveal that is because you are that. You are that, and that is the truth of every experience that you have, and it's self-shining, self-luminous. So the mind really needs to recognize its own being by having itself reduced to mitya and recognizing the satyam of your being, which is its very self. Like reducing the pot to mitya so that the clay, which is the reality, is something which is recognized. It doesn't get rid of the pot, right? But it reduces the pot to mitya. Okay, so for the one for whom the whole creation has been reduced to mitya, including the guru-sisha relationship, then swataha siddham, aham swataha siddham, I am self-evident, meaning I don't need a pramana to illumine me. I am self-evident. Nothing else is self-evident. Everything else requires a pramana to be known. Consciousness, the Satchidananda, is swata siddham, is self-established, self-evident, not needing a pramana. It is anadi. I am anadi. I have no beginning. Because I'm free from time. Anadi. Adi means beginning. Anadi, beginningless. I am anadi. And I am... my thing should say anantam. And I am without end. I am anadi, or I could say unadiantam. Do it like that. I am unadiantam. I am without beginning and without end. The un negates both. Adi, beginning. So unadi and unanantam. I am without beginning and without end. Because the Atma is free of time. You're not born, you don't die. There's no change. So I am without beginning, without end. Paripurnam. I am completely full. Pari means if you take any given thing and you circle all the way around it, you know. So it means completely, from all standpoints, pari. From all standpoints, I am purnam. I am completely full. I am completely whole. It just accentuates purnam. Like if you say, in a way it doesn't mean anything, if you say, I am infinite, then you say, I am completely infinite. Or, I am infinite no matter from every standpoint, I am infinite. But so, pari purnam, I am whole, I am complete, purnam. Purnam is a past passive participle from pra, long r, which means to fill, acquire, to fill a glass. Purnam means that which has been filled. Swamiji uses the example of if you take a glass and you fill it with water, and then at the end it's already full and you get drop, and drop, drop. At one point, it can't handle another drop. It'll take drops until it has a little bit of a crest on it, and then finally one drop too many. So completely full means it can't take any more. It can't be more full, is paripurnam. Aham, I, and mahaha comes from mahas. Mahamha means light. It's not light. Mahan.
Light?
Or mahat. It's mahas, light, the light of consciousness. Maha is used for, I am light, I am the light of consciousness. So I am maha, I am the light of consciousness. The of consciousness is understood. I am completely full, paripurnam. I am without beginning or end. I am swata siddham. I am self-established, self-evident. We usually translate that as self-evident. So I am one for whom the Brahman, that mit the delusion of Jagat Jiva Sisha Acharya and Ishwara, all have become upashanta. You say, they've all become mitya for me. So upashanta means they've all resolved. They can no longer cause any problem. That's really what it means, upashanta. They no longer... And the upa means, like, you know, after gaining knowledge, following this knowledge, they've all become mitya for me. That Brahma has been reduced to mitya and therefore is no longer problematic. Those, all of these things having been reduced to mitya no longer cause me any pain. And having been reduced to mitya, what is left? I am left as Mahas consciousness, infinite paripurnam, without beginning, without end, and Svatta Siddham, self-evident. Okay? So let's just chant it and then we'll stop. Upashanta Jagajiva. Om Shanta Jagat Jiva Shishya Charyeshwara Pramam Shishya Charyeshwara Pramam Svata Siddhamanadhyantam Svata Siddhamanadhyantam Paripurnam Aham Mahaha Paripurnam Aham Mahaha Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om